This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This week, the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority submitted a budget seeking funding to update its entire information system. Reporter Allison Bektesh looked into the specifics of the capital request. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
I just said information system, but can you actually clarify for us what that means? What are we talking about here?
Absolutely. I spoke with APSHA Director Mike Kostrowski about that, and he kept saying that term, information system. I'm like, but what about us? What about the people who speak real English? What do you mean? Does that just mean an update? And he said, no. An update would mean we have something in place to store who's living where and for how long and in what category.
We're the largest workforce housing system per capita in North America, if not the world. However, we're still paper-based. And our inventory has a market value of, we estimate, of at least $3 billion. It's an enormous community asset, and we can't continue to operate and oversee such a vast inventory using paper and Microsoft Excel.
In 40 years, they really haven't figured out a system to collect literally the information about who's where and what's available in APSHA. And that's what this request does. They went in front of Aspen City Council in their work session. Of course, they're going through the whole budget right now this fall. They asked for an additional $1.4 million on top of their normal budget to implement this.
And how did Aspen City Council react?
They said they would approve this request. So Aspen City Council sets top 10 goals, what our community needs, every 2 years. And housing is number one. So it falls totally in line that they need to situate APSHA to be as strong as possible. APSHA is also funded by the county, who also approved this capital spending. Ward Howenstein, the newest council member, did say this was kind of pricey, $1.4 million. But you know, Kristen, that's less than the price of some APCHA homes.
Yeah.
And as Kostrowski would point out, this really is the first time in 40 years we've spent this kind of money to do any systems.
So how is this upgrade going to benefit the public?
So I do want the listeners to know we are going to be spending more money on this public institution, but it's not through taxes or anything like that. APCHA has its own piggy bank, and the $1.4 million will be coming out of that. The idea of how this would help everyone when it's done is that in order to make policy, we need information. How many people are in what category? Who's on our waiting list? What kind of units are they looking for? You know, as we plan for the future of housing in Aspen, we won't know if we need more rentals, if we need more ownership, if we don't need anything new, if we don't know who is actually using it and what they want to use it for. So this is just step one to an overall housing improvement plan.
Okay, thank you, Allison.
My pleasure.
The final budgets for Pitkin County and Aspen will be finalized this month. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.